This is a very challenging time, as I'm sure you've all noticed. And there is a certain irony here. When the world has gone mad around you, the best movement of your own energy is inside of yourself. And yet, of course, because madness in the world reacts with your field as though there is real danger, it is challenging then to realize that the safest place is inside of you. And because you are bright and intelligent and have been taught about the power of the intellect, it is very challenging not to become angry or upset, or sometimes simply you have a word that we found interesting, flat-footed. You look at something and you cannot even move. It is like, this is all going on. How could it possibly be going on? And it is a bit like trying to analyze an earthquake when you are in it. That is not really a good idea. If an earthquake is rolling through your home, you do not want to pause to determine whether it is a 2.5 or a 3.7. You want to get yourself to safety. You want to take care of yourself in the best possible way, knowing that when the earthquake subsides, and it will, as will this earthquake that you are experiencing in your world, then you will clean up. Then you will put things back together. But in the moment when the ground is shaking, the thing you want to put together is you. And so in this world that you are living in, that is the thing you want to focus on now. And it seems strange in a way, because of all of the noise, because of the three-ring circus around you, part of you is saying you should be responding, you should be doing something, you should at the very least be upset. And you are human. So, of course, all those things are going to happen. But what we are suggesting is that the most important thing that you can do now is to move into the center of yourself, to find your truth, to listen for your guidance, and to peacefully and gently care for yourself until the ground beneath you stops rolling. It is a challenging time, and so we are going to take a few moments and speak about the best ways to move in this time. We will speak about them together. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root center. And wash the root and feel it becoming strong and connected to your heart, able to create the patterns of creation that align you with your heart and with the universe. Feel the cleansing energy come into your second center and wash away the judgment and the shame and any old programming from an earlier time. And see the beauty of a second center that purifies as your servant washes away anything that you need to release from your life. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy relieve your solar plexus of old emotions, of old attachments to emotions that do not serve your heart or your spirit or your life. And as those leave, feel yourself able to feel in the present moment joy, to feel accepted, to feel loved. And let the cleansing energy move up and into your heart. And feel the cleansing energy gently wash through any pain in your heart. Wash it out of your heart center. Wash any beliefs that would keep you from seeing the beauty and power of who you really are. And feel the heart center come alive, returned to its natural form. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your throat center. And let the cleansing energy wash away self-criticism, for yourself or anyone else, harshness, impatience, all the communication that goes with those things. Let the cleansing energy from the earth wash those out of your body and your energy body. And feel the throat center free and able to speak love. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your third eye. Wash the third eye clean and clear so that you fearlessly and lovingly and intuitively see yourself, see the world around you, see all that you need to see, to know, in the moment in which you are living. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body, move into the crown, at that cleansing energy. Open the crown more widely so that the crown knows that it is right to receive abundantly. It is right to receive from a generous and loving universe all that is for your highest good. And find that you are open to the golden light of the universe, which connects to you and pours its golden light into your body. Feel the third eye become golden and the communication center. Feel the golden energy flow into the heart and heal the heart and protect the heart. Feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus, into the second center, into the root, and connect you with the earth. And feel the golden light spread into your thoughts. And feel it flow down your spine to make you strong. Let it flow down your back to relieve you of burden. Across your shoulders, to free up your shoulders from anything you might be carrying. Feel your arms and your hands become golden, so you are wise in what you do and supported in what you carry. Feel the golden light flow down through your trunk to heal you, down through your legs to support you, into your feet to make you wise, and into the field around you to draw to you what is finest and best and good for you, to make your inspiration a part of that field that draws good to you, that draws love to you, and power and abundance in this most natural of ways. Move into your heart center, and in the beauty of your heart center, resting your mind, see that a gift has been left for you. Know your gift. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.